All right, good to have you in the evening service tonight. Trust that you've had a good week so far. And I want to read a couple of cards for you tonight as we open the service. This one is from Truman Hendricks. Dear Mount Zion family, thank you so much for the wonderful love offering for my college year. It will be a tremendous help with all of my expenses. Please pray for me as I adjust to my new schedule, dorm life, and the stresses of classes. Also, please pray for me as I seek the Lord's will in my life. I miss you all in Christ, Truman, and I wanted to read that for you tonight. Also want to read a note from Kathy Moritz. Kathy's always very newsy in her letters, and she says, Dear Mount Zion family, thank you for the prayers, notes, and cards. Seems like this summer flew by. Garden is winding down. A nice crop of corn, bumper crop of melons. I would echo that. Watermelons and cantaloupes and honeydews. Pumpkins and gourds are giving the color to drying vines. Praise for God's Word, Mount Zion, and sermon audio. Also for good results of heart tests thus far, and for children and grandchildren mowing, weeding, and handling many day-to-day chores. Prayer for heart appointment September the 10th, which is 6 days from now, and a scan. Prayer for our country. Psalm 132, verse 12, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. I have been praying through God's stretched out arm and hand verses, leaning on the everlasting arms. Prayerfully, Kathy. And Kathy's in good spirits and loves the Lord, stays in the Word of God, and very, very good to hear from her. She stays very much in contact with the church through the live stream. And I would like to greet our live streamers tonight, Kathy being one, Todd Ingalls being another. Petra, I know, live streams when she's not able to be here. And then Wayne Runkle has been down for some time, and I was out to visit Wayne today, have prayer with him, and he said, Pastor, I'll see you tonight. Well, he wasn't coming to church because he's quite ill, but he's going to watch on live stream tonight, and so we greet Wayne and Delcy as well, probably some others that I'm forgetting tonight, but greetings to all of you. This from Stephanie and Abby Garcia, dear friends in Mount Zion, thank you for the love gift for our trip. We are excited that Abby can grow in her Spanish-speaking skills and have opportunities to witness to her extended family. Please continue to pray for us for wisdom, open doors, and guidance to those with open hearts. They left Monday, 6 a.m., and I talked to them, we shot back and forth. They were in Miami, so they must be flying through Miami down, and wanted to read that note from them tonight. Also want to remind you of Bless the Harvest Sunday. That's coming up 3 weeks from this Sunday, and a big day for farmers, inviting farmers out to our services, and have a special gift for them, going to honor them, going to serve them a meal. You are welcome to be part of that meal as a church. We're serving the entire church that day, but we do need you to sign up in the back for that as we prepare for food for that special day. We will have our normal evening service at 6:30 that day. So we're not having a meal and then an afternoon service, normal evening service. But be praying about that. Don't forget to get the flyers. Invite a farmer personally to come to this day. And a great, great opportunity for outreach with our farmers. Then the last thing that I have is just sign-up sheets for the Men and Boys Camp Out. So guys, kind of like a co-op here, we're all going to work together with the food and tear down and all that stuff. And so we'll pass these sign-up sheets around tonight with Brother Dustin, if you'll come up and get them. If you can help with anything, if you can help load at noon tomorrow, there'll be some loading that'll take place. And then some help at the meals, preparation, cleanup, tear down at the end, all that. If you can pitch in, obviously, it lightens the load on others. Sad thing happened this past Monday. I got a phone call from Bev Robinson at about 7:15 Monday morning, and Paul Matters died of a heart attack on Monday, totally caught everybody off guard, totally unexpected, but Paul, thank the Lord, had a neighbor that cared for his soul and was a good example and witness to him. And Butch, many, many years, right? Many years. And he started coming. I'd say last year sometime he started coming, began to attend the Sunday night series on Revelation. And then if you remember this past spring, came into my office and said, I want to get saved next week, Pastor. I said, well, why do you want to get saved next week? Why don't you want to get saved this week? Well, how about tonight? He said, well, I have to have a robe, don't I? And I said, no, you don't need no robe. And we reviewed the gospel, and Paul prayed in my office to receive the Lord. And so, thankfully, we're not grieving as those who have no hope, but we're grieving with bright hope of a resurrected reunion someday in heaven with Paul. And so pray for that family. And then Tyler Myers is here tonight, and Tyler's grandfather passed away unexpectedly on Monday. Is that right? Same day on Monday. And that was unexpected. And so I think, are you guys headed down to Delaware this week or not sure yet? Tomorrow morning, Tyler will be heading down. And so you want to pray for comfort for Tyler, his family, and the opportunity to be a good testimony during this time, right, to the family. And so we want to hold him up in prayer as well. Bev, go ahead. Absolutely. Good. Wow. So pray for Butch's landlord that maybe he would come to know Christ through all this, right? These things are lining up. God lines things up for people's soul's sake. And so also want you to remember Kathy Fainis tonight. Kathy was sick Sunday, came down with a fever, was in the hospital last night. They transferred to Baltimore University of Maryland Hospital, and they were going to do a procedure, but then they think that they might find something different in the MRI. Anyways, there's a lot of things going on there, probably connected to the gallbladder in some way, but we need to pray for Kathy and Larry. A lot going on in her body, and so I want to remind you of that. Of course, we're continuing to pray for those that are recovering from surgery last week, Carol Beaverson, Emily Slutz. And, of course, Edna's home, but not fully well yet. So, boy, lots and lots of prayer requests, aren't there? And we got a bunch of juniors up here tonight, K-4 through 6th grade. And they're 1 week away from starting Master's Club down in the other building. And we're excited for them to be able to look forward to that. Stand with me, if you would. Let's open in a word of prayer tonight. Thank you for your patience with the opening comments here, just to keep you abreast of what's taking place. Good to have all of you here. Todd Keith, would you lead us in prayer tonight? Amen. Take your songbooks. Let's sing together.
315, hymn number 315, and we'll sing the first and fourth verses.
Nearer still, nearer, close to thy heart, draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Fold me, oh, fold me, close to thy breast, shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Ever to be near.
seated.
We now have a special. Can you hear the words of that hymn as she plays? That's just wonderful as we sing the hymns on Sunday and even Wednesday nights. And we hear those words, and then we have a special, and we can just hear those words in our mind. Praise the Lord for that. Well, just by way of announcements tonight, we've got juniors up here. We're missing, there's some that are now in teen time, so all of us are getting older, all right? So it's good to have all of you up here. But Tiny Notes and Junior Choir start next Wednesday night. So Wednesday, September 11th, Tiny Notes and Junior Choir start 7 p.m. I'm not sure where they're going to be at, but I think all of you do. If you have any questions, you can see Jenny Starr or Michelle McCleary on that. But that does start next Wednesday night. And then just as a calendar item, keep in mind that our next Light on Purpose is Saturday the 21st of September. So September, we moved one back to the last Saturday in August, and then we've got this camp out. And so our next Light on Purpose is Saturday, September 21st at 9:30 a.m. Now, of course, you can be passing out tracts all the time. This is just the organized outreach. And so just be aware of that. Pastor mentioned the Bless the Harvest Sunday. And again, I just want to emphasize the sign-up sheets are important so you can communicate with us on what you're bringing or if you're coming to the lunch. So please be aware of that. We are going to have a baptismal service on Sunday, October 6th. So the one we're just postponing a little bit, that's going to be Sunday, October 6th. So if you are a baptismal candidate or you know of one, you all need to meet with Brad Peters on or before Sunday, September 29th. So that is coming up. And then also for the Landmark Bible Society, I believe that's in your printed announcement sheets. That's the family outreach of Bobby and Tabitha Rogers. There's some needs they have listed there. They do all of this out of pocket, and so if you're burdened to give to this family outreach, you can give directly to them, but these needs are listed in the bulletin or the printed announcements. Then also, there's a homeschool field trip on Saturday, September 28th. Saturday, September 28th, homeschool field trip. And the sign-up sheet will be in the notebook on Sunday. So all you heart parents or homeschooling parents, just keep that in mind that you'll need to sign up for that homeschool field trip. And you can see Pastor Jared for questions about that. Also in the foyer notebook, our Shepherd's Retreat sponsorship, that sign-up. The cost is $50 a couple. And it's always a blessing to those pastors and their wives that come. They walk away refreshed, and really, it's a blessing to them that you sponsor them. And so that sign-up sheet is in the foyer notebook. This Sunday evening, Pastor Mark Gilmore will be here. Now, he's Mark Gilmore and his family. Remember, we helped them. They went to Papua New Guinea for 6 months, 4 or 6 months as a family, and spread the gospel there. Really a fantastic trip. Well, he's coming Sunday night to give us an update on what happened on that trip. They're back now, and so we wanted him to come give us an update, and he'll be preaching for us, and so we'll take up a love offering for him, but we're looking forward to that, and that is this coming Sunday night. All right, for our missions minute, just a couple missionaries to pray for. First of all, we have the Hendersons, two. Guam, wonderful, wonderful Guam. Right, Esther? Wonderful, wonderful Guam. It's probably warm there and just anyways. He talks about their vacation Bible school. Of course, we're at the end of the summer, so some of these missionaries, you know, in their update letter, they're starting to update us on their summer activities and vacation Bible school. And they had their Bible club this summer, an average of 30 clubbers. And with 49 different children attending throughout the summer. And so we can relate to that as far as the numbers they're reaching. And this is good for Guam. And so they're just telling us about that. They rejoice about that. And they begin another Bible club in September called Soldiers for Christ. I'm partial to Sailors for Christ, but Soldiers for Christ. And that starts this month. And so pray for those so they're getting the gospel to these kids. And for those that aren't saved, they're praying for those salvations. And they said that we have very few of our teens that faithfully attend services, but the ones that do are growing in the Lord. So that's a praise. And I would encourage you to read their letter. One funny thing in there is he says that they're going to start back our SPAM nights, okay? SPAMM. And SPAM nights during school, and that is singing, praising, and making melody, okay? But you have to know that SPAM is a favorite in Guam. They love SPAM. I don't know why, but anyways. So pray for the Hendersons and then also pray for them for wisdom as they prepare to come back to the States on furlough in 2025, okay? So they just need wisdom about plane tickets and all of that. And then the Johnsons, where are the Johnsons at?
Mexico,
okay? And so he updates us on a couple vacation Bible schools that they have. Just exciting to read about these. And in one of them, and of course I can't pronounce the name of these towns, but they averaged 140 children daily, which is great, seeing many of them accept Christ as their Savior, which is good. But he does write, then in another village, they've been working in this village for 16 years, and it's taken years to win the confidence of these people, but they have, and they had probably one of the best years of VBS that they've ever had there, average 160 kids. And, you know, as we always say, it's not about the numbers, but certainly we want more kids. It helps get the gospel out. And so and the closing program with many of the parents. And so then he tells us about an account of a young man, 15 years old, that had taken his life. And so he was a neighbor to where they started a church in Tequix, Tequix, and had attended VBS as a child, okay? So his mom then, 4 months later, had to go into a rehab program. I think we can understand that. But then the church had an outreach to the rehab program, and mom got saved. It's amazing how the Lord works. And so he just gives praise about that. And so you be praying for the Johnsons in Mexico in all of their outreaches. Both of these are starting their fall outreaches and fall programs. And so do be praying for them. All right, take your songbooks. We'll sing.
Hymn number 517. Again, we'll sing the first and fourth verses. I am resolved.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are
good to have praises time or time for praise. After the service tonight, maybe you don't normally go out the back, but we have some members to welcome that I never extended the right hand of fellowship to because of all the crazy stuff that's going on around here, but it's totally my fault. But Aaron, Haley, Keith, and Sammy are all here tonight, and I would like them to go to the back at the end of the service, and I would like you to give them the right hand of fellowship. Aaron has to leave on Sunday. His work is taking him out to Cleveland, Ohio for a month, and so we look forward to having him back, but I don't want to wait to give them the right hand of fellowship for another month, and so we want to do that tonight. Great to have new members. We thank the Lord for them, and we want to just give them the right hand of fellowship later this evening. So please remind me of that at the end of the service because my brain's running 1,000 miles a minute while I'm up here. That being said, Dad, why don't we take some testimonies tonight, and let's take some testimonies from the YDC ministry last night. Who has a testimony from the YDC ministry? Did we have YDC ministry last night? Esther, you start us. Amen. First name is? That's true. Thank you for reminding me of that. We're not supposed to give names out because of the confidentiality is there. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that young lady. Ben, go ahead. Amen. Amen. I believe I heard about three last night that made professions. Now, we can't see the heart, but the gospel's given. We want to give opportunity to respond to the gospel, right? We believe that when the gospel's given, there ought to be an opportunity to respond. Sharon in the back. Yep. Well, guess what? In 2 weeks, we got another group going in, right? And so we have two groups going into the YDC, two different groups of 10 people. And so one was there last night, and then the other one's there in 2 weeks. So we hope that we'll be able to follow up on those decisions and be able to plant more seed. But thank the Lord for that outreach and that open door. Brother Warren? Amen. Amen.
Very receptive. You know, there's that they don't want to hear it. They don't want to. Once you get started, it was the Lord, the only Lord.
Yep. Amen. Amen. All kinds of opportunities that are happening there, and we praise the Lord for that. I do want to give you, don't forget to remember Cindy Wright in prayer tonight. She goes in at 11:15 tomorrow, surgery early afternoon. That's a serious surgery for her. And I know they would appreciate your intercessory prayer on their behalf for that tomorrow. All right. Other testimonies tonight that you'd like to share of what God's done or who God is? Brother Steve, go ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for getting the word out. Somebody else with a testimony tonight, Brother Bobby? Amen. 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 Good testimony. Somebody else tonight, Ben? Amen. Amen. Be ready to give an answer, right? Be ready to give an answer. Be on your toes. Praise the Lord for that. Mom, go ahead. Yes. Good visits on Saturday with Chris, Edward, and Eduardo. And then the 15-year-old girl named Nahala. Pray that these would end up in church and that we'd be able to continue to follow up with them. Folks, I am telling you, listen carefully. There are people out there that are open to Christ. They are out there. We had a visit with a Bulgarian couple, me and Will, on Saturday. We've canvassed VBS there, followed up at the door. I remember the guy's name was Tony. We wrote the address down 5 weeks ago, went as a follow-up. He opened the door. I said, "Do you remember me?" He said, "Yes, you're Pastor Starr." He said, "I've been on your website. We are planning to come to church. We were going to send our kids, and something came up to VBS. We're very interested." They are out there. They are out there. We have to keep going out to get them because there are people that need Christ. They are in life situations. They are looking for peace and hope and something that's real. And we're seeing that. We're seeing visitors all over the place. Pray for me on Saturday. We have two visits with probably lost couples that hopefully Saturday we'll be able to give the gospel to them. We have appointments set up with those, so please pray for Saturday on that front. Other testimonies before we go to prayer requests tonight? Grace? So these are praises for two follow-ups from VBS, Penny and Jennifer, two mothers, and we're hoping they will be able to come to church. Grace has been working with them. And then Penny Webb's dad, Marvin, who has pneumonia and needs to be saved, and her daughter, Nicole, is dealing with seizures and uncertain about her salvation. Did I get all that right, Grace? Okay. Anybody else with a praise tonight before we go to request? Sharon in the back. Amen. Amen. I was stalking my son on Sunday. I went home and watched the Hunt Valley live stream service. And I had written my son and daughter-in-law that morning, and I had texted them and said I had prayed for them that morning. And I asked that God would let them be a blessing to someone in their church today, and that somebody could be a blessing to them today. And I got on the live stream, and Brandon and Valerie were singing a song together, a duet, and it was meant for my heart. And I wrote them and said, little did I know that I was praying for you to be a blessing today, and your blessing, I am the result, or I am the person that was blessed by the music that ministered to my heart in the way that you guys sung. And God has a way of touching your heart, doesn't he? And thank the Lord that he does that in our lives in all different ways. But that was pretty precious to me this past Sunday. Somebody with a prayer request. Now let's go with unspoken request real quickly, and then we'll go to regular request before we get to prayer tonight. By the way, it's good to have Annette Buckmaster home. She flew home the other day. We've been missing her. She's with family down south. Good to have her back in time to jump into Master's Club next week, right, Miss Annette? For probably her 23rd year or so of it, but it's good to have her home. All right, you may put your hands down. Let's go ahead and take other requests now quickly as we can so we can get to prayer. Dad, go ahead. Those of you that went canvassing in Walkersville earlier this year, we took a group down. That's Pastor Ben Hayes. So be praying for my father's meeting there Friday through Sunday, all right? Very important meeting for that church. Somebody else, Miss Annette? This is Ashley is Annette's daughter-in-law, and it's her mother that we've been praying for. And she has to have radiation now because of the cancer in the skin. So please pray for that. But what God is doing in that family, we're also praying for. All right? Somebody else with a prayer request? Don in the back. Okay. All right. Pray for DJ, physical need with his shoulder. And then Shauna has a physical need and spiritual need tonight. All right, their daughter. All right, somebody else. In the back, Miss Nancy. Okay. All right, pray for Jim Mink, who's not doing well physically tonight. Remember, him, if you will. Somebody have their hand up here. Bobby, go ahead.
Three very quick ones. Men and boys camp out for good weather, good fellowship, safety, and lots of fun. Stylus, Cedar Creek reenactment. I think there's between 9 and 11,000 people that will be there. Let's be able to get as many tracks as possible out and we'll be able to get this lots of people. Thirdly, I have another round of injections coming up September 13th.
All right. Remember these requests tonight, the men and boys camp out this weekend, the reenactment coming out up that they can give as many tracks as they can out, and then Bobby's injections coming up on the 13th of September. And if those don't work, he's probably looking at surgery at this point. All right. Brother Jim in the back. Right. Remember Jim's daughter, Stacy, who's in a facility getting her medications adjusted. But thankfully, there's some maturing and some understanding of her need there. And we praise the Lord for that. All right. Anybody else? Donna, go ahead. And remember Lizzie Frew, too. Lizzie's been coming. Lizzie became a member, and then she got sick right off the back of that. And she's been sick for some time. Pray that Lizzie could get better and get back to church. All right? Anybody else tonight before we go to prayer? Diana?
Abby's great aunt passed away.
Yes. Stephanie and Abby are headed down, but they had a family member die, a great aunt of Abby's, and with tension in the family, just praying for wisdom that they could navigate that wisely and be a help in those in that family. All right, one more in the back. Sandy, you're the last one tonight. All right, remember Brother Ed with a lot of pain in his leg. And let's go to prayer, and you find somebody to pray with, and good to have our children up to see prayer in action amongst our adults, right? So let's take these things to prayer. Father, we close in prayer tonight. We thank you for the privilege to offer up sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving tonight. Lord, many, many things that we're thankful for. Thank you, Lord, for the people's hearts that you're working in, that we have connection with. Lord, thank you for our church tonight. Thank you for being able to lean on each other. We pray for the needs in our fellowship, Lord. We pray for Brother Wayne, and we pray for Sister Cindy. Lord, we pray for Sister Emily and Sister Carol. And Lord, we pray for Sister Edna tonight. And Lord, we pray for Brother Harry in recovering from what he's dealing with. We pray for Sister Petra and Sister Kathy. Lord, their burdens that they're bearing, Lord, physical burdens. Lord, physical burdens often affect us spiritually, mentally, emotionally. So I pray for strength in every one of these areas, Lord. I pray that these people would be strong in the Lord, Lord, that they would be dependent upon you, that they would be talking to you, and that, Lord, as Brother Bobby shared, we know you go through the storms with them. Thank you, Lord, for that comfort. And God, we hold these that are near to us and dear to us and others, Lord, that are not on my mind the second. Lord, I pray that you would take care of our needs in our church. And Lord, we lift these things to you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in Proverbs chapter number 4 tonight. Proverbs chapter number 4. And we're looking at the pursuit of wisdom with our young people up. Next week we'll get back to the Baptist Distinctives series. But I thought this would be good for young people to hear and then also for parents to hear on the pursuit of wisdom in the Scriptures. Proverbs chapter 4 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Verse number 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. If we were to define wisdom, by the way, I don't know, Brother Jim, did these get out tonight? Everybody get these handouts? Anybody not get one of these handouts? All right, I think everybody's taken care of. Good. I want you to be able to fill out blanks if you want to tonight. Wisdom, then, is the ability to judge correctly. To judge correctly. Now, how does a person judge correctly when it comes to the morals of life? They have to know the book, don't they? So there's a standard, there's a measuring stick of morals for life, and it's found in the Word of God. So if somebody's going to be wise, they have to be able to make the right judgments in life, which means they have to have knowledge, don't they? Very difficult to practice wisdom without knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to judge correctly and then to follow the best course of action. Judge correctly. All right? Judge correctly. Smoking is a bad testimony for a believer. All right? It's also horrible for your health, particularly your lungs. It does not testify of a dependence upon God. It is a habit that is developed most times out of anxiousness, and I got to fix my anxiousness, and smoking a cigarette is the way I do that. Really, it's a substitute for prayer to God. And so, in understanding all of those things about smoking, to make the best possible judgment, I know those things are true about smoking, and therefore, I'm going to take the course of action never to smoke. That's a wise decision, right? I'm using something very practical here for us to understand. I've got to make right judgments, but I could make the right judgment. You've talked to people like this. I know this is bad for me. This is horrible. I really need to stop this. In other words, they've made the right judgment, but they haven't taken the right course of action. They know in their heart of hearts this is wrong, but wisdom is not only knowing and making the right judgment, but it's acting and doing the right thing. That's wisdom in our lives. Someone else has said that wisdom is learning to live life skillfully and missing the ditches in life that maybe others fall into. Living life skillfully. Biblical wisdom invites people to a way of life that is in harmony with God's plan for your life. Wisdom is an invitation to that. Wisdom is the ability to discern what is true and what is right and what is lasting and to make the decision to follow that course. Age doesn't equal wisdom. All right? Knowledge doesn't equal wisdom. All right? Now, there are certain things that you may become wise in through life's rough experiences. But ultimately, wisdom is a knowledge of the book to be able to make right judgments and take the best possible course of action. And we need to understand that tonight in the push to get wisdom. Wisdom in Scripture is contrasted with folly. So if we're looking for something that is the opposite of wisdom, then we're looking at the word folly in Scripture. Folly is in the heart of somebody, and it's usually flushed out in somebody that is self-centered. They are moved to instant gratification. They're thoughtless, and they're indifferent to God. That's the opposite of wisdom. Wisdom is somebody that's interested in God, interested in what God has to say, gets a knowledge of God, a knowledge of the Word, makes decisions or judgments based upon that Word, and takes the best possible course of action. A fool doesn't have any of those things in place. He's self-centered. He's looking for instant gratification. By the way, when you're raising children, they all come with this naturally. All right? They're self-centered. They look for instant gratification. They're thoughtless, and they're indifferent to God. All children born into this world are like that. So what is parenting? Parenting is helping them, teaching them about wisdom, right? Get them off the path of folly and onto the path of wisdom. Turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 25 as we look at this opposite tonight of folly. There's a man in the Bible, and you're familiar with his name. It's the name Nabal. You know what Nabal means? It means a stupid man. Literally, it means a stupid man. One full of folly. A fool. In 1 Samuel 25, look at the verse. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial. That idea is worthless. Even Nabal. If you look it up in a Strong's Concordance, it says dolt. And then it says, and you look up dolt, it says a stupid person. Nabal. For as his name is, what's the Bible say? So is he. His name rightly reflects his character. What's his character, preacher? He's a man full of folly. Read on. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him, the Bible says. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord whom thou didst send. Wouldn't it be terrible to have a name named Nabal and somebody say, yep, you represent your name. You're stupid. That's pretty much what the Bible says. That's pretty much what this lady said about Nabal. Hey, his name represents who he is. If there is no pursuit of wisdom, then where do young people end up? In folly. Yeah. A life of a fool. Right? And that's not where we want anybody to end up. But wisdom is contrasted with folly here. There's another word in your introduction there, the word understanding. Understanding is often connected to the word discernment. It is the ability to take facts and to be able to look at the facts and then act based upon the facts with wisdom. To translate facts and look at factors and look at dynamics and decisions and have understanding how to navigate all that and come to a wise decision. Boy, all of us need that. We need wisdom, but we also need understanding, the discernment to work through all kinds of various situations in life. And aren't there various situations in life? Listen, if I went down this side and I went down this side and I interviewed you all about, could you just share with me one situation in the last 6 months that you've had to work through prayerfully, you've had to deal with, you didn't know what to do maybe necessarily, it wasn't all black and white, you needed wisdom on. I believe most of us could give that. I believe most of us could give a situation and say, Pastor, this is probably different than the person in the row before me, but this is what I've dealt with. and I've needed wisdom and understanding. So what I'm preaching tonight is needed at every level of life, isn't it? We need to teach it to our young people. We need to teach it to our juniors to get wisdom and put the injections in their life. But we as adults, we need wisdom and understanding every day of our lives, right? And so understanding is the ability to observe, gain insight, and discern in order to make a right decision or to devise a right plan. Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 6. The Lord giveth what? Wisdom. We don't get wisdom on our own. We get wisdom from the Lord. Out of his mouth cometh understanding. Does God have wisdom and understanding for every individual under the sound of my voice tonight? Answer, yes, he does. He really does. You have to believe that. The scripture gives us the comfort of that. This is not something that's elusive, like I got to kind of keep grabbing for, and I can never really reach it. I can never really have it in my life in any area. No, God says, I give it. It's available. It's sufficient. I have it for you. In that, we understand that Proverbs was written for us to know wisdom. Right out of the gate, Proverbs chapter 1, to know wisdom and instruction. That's why Solomon wrote Proverbs. And so I'm going to give you three thoughts tonight. Number one, wisdom's invitation. Wisdom's invitation. Aren't invitations special? Don't you like to be invited to something? Maybe a wedding. Maybe a Christmas gathering. Maybe a hospitality from somebody else in the church. Invitations are special. Graduation invitations, you know, we get these invitations and we plaster them on our refrigerator and remember these people, remember memories that we've had with these people or friendship over the years or whatever. God gives an invitation in Proverbs chapter 9. Turn to Proverbs chapter number 9 tonight. It says in verse number 4, whoso is simple. Simple means naive. Simple means easily led. Simple means I'm vulnerable. Simple means I'm gullible. All of us are, by the way, to some degree, varying degrees. Obviously, children are more naive and more vulnerable and all of that. He saith to the simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth, or the idea is there, he lacketh understanding. He lacketh discernment, the ability to distinguish, to be able to look at the facts and navigate a difficult situation and make a wise choice and all of that. He that lacketh that understanding here, she, wisdom, saith to him, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Wisdom invites. It is available. It's available to the simple. What does the Bible speak about wisdom? It talks about wisdom bringing benefits into our life. In other passages of Scripture, in Proverbs that we don't have time to look at tonight, we know that wisdom in your life will produce shelter and stability and solidarity. Wisdom will produce that. God's wisdom will produce that in your life. Wisdom's described as offering a large feast. That means Christ has plenty of it for your soul. Wisdom cries out to us in chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. It crieth out. It is for you individually. Hey, come eat at my table. And spiritually speaking, we could talk about in chapter 8, that a wise man sitteth at the gates hearing God. Wisdom is available with time with the Lord. What keeps us from accepting wisdom's invitation? It is wrong associations. In chapter 9, look at verse number 6. Verse 5 is the invitation. But look at the command in verse number 6. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Or in other words, wrong relationships in your life will hinder you from getting wisdom. You can't go in the way of understanding and be walking with the foolish. In other words, you can't be involved in folly with the wrong crowd and go in the way of understanding with the right crowd. That's what keeps us from taking wisdom's invitation. Wrong attitudes keep us from taking wisdom's invitation. Then there's wisdom's imitation. Imitation. In chapter 9, verse 1, wisdom is speaking. But by the time we get down to verse number 13, a foolish woman is clamorous. And by the time we get to verse number 16, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, didn't we read that back up earlier in the chapter? And now there's a substitute, there's an imitation, and it's a foolish woman. It's a girl or a woman full of folly. And he's warning his son, just as wisdom gives you an invitation, so does a foolish woman. And who is the audience for both? The simple. The simple mind. And so the last page there allows you to do some Bible study on these chapters. See a lot of similarities between these wordings and these imitations that the scripture's talking about. Chapter 4 also does this. It compares wisdom and then the path of the wicked. There's always an imitation. You know, in chapter 9 at the end, as I close tonight, it is dealing with the characteristics of a woman that's foolish or full of folly. Notice she sitteth. She's an idle woman. And I think, parents, this is good for us to understand that it's important for us to give our children responsibility, and it is good to be busy. It is good for our children to be busy. It is not good for our children to sit around and sit around and sit around. The characteristic of a foolish woman is that she sitteth. She's idle. She's in the wrong business. She's in no business except to lure somebody down her path. She's the aggressor, this foolish woman. She calleth. She promises pleasure. She's involved in secret and illegal operations. She's a woman with no morals. But while this is revealing of the foolish woman, it is also revealing about the simple man. How or what is revealed about the simple man in Proverbs chapter 9? Verses 18 and on. Number one, he lacks discernment. He lacks that understanding. He lacks to be able to pick up and say, that's not a good path, that's not a good person, that's not a good attitude I sense, this isn't a good way. He lacks that. The Bible says at the end of chapter 9, he knoweth not that the dead are there. He's easily fooled, we could say. He lacketh discernment. Number two, he lacks direction. He lacks direction. If he had direction, he wouldn't be going with the foolish woman. He would have direction in his life. He would have pursuits in his life. He'd be pursuing wisdom. But he doesn't have direction. And so he's taken on impulse into a bad direction because he has no direction. Number three, he lacks devotion. He lacks devotion. He didn't stay with his training. He's trained. Don't do this. Proverbs 4 talks about a father training, but Proverbs 15:5 says, a fool despiseth his father's instruction. Somebody that lacks discernment and lacks direction and somebody that lacks devotion, that's a fool. That's somebody that's going in the path of folly. So parents, as you're raising your children, what do you want to teach? You want to teach discernment. You want to help them to be very acute with their discernment, what they're looking for. Well, when I teach the teens on choosing a mate, I give them a list of things that they ought to be looking at in a young man or young woman. Be discerning, you know. I tell our colleges, just because he wears a shirt and tie and a suit coat doesn't mean anything. Just because he's going to Bible college doesn't mean anything. You better check some things out. You better be discerning. That one's for life, right? Discernment. We ought to teach them how to get direction from God. They ought to be setting goals. so that they're not wandering aimlessly. By the way, if your high schoolers are in homeschoolers this year, they're going to get a real good dose of that in my class. Why? Why, preacher? Why do those things? Because direction's important in life. You have kids that are wandering. They have no direction. They have no goals. They're going to get themselves in trouble. That's what you have as a simple person here. And then devotion. They ought to be committed to following what dad and mom instruct. You're working with children. You want them to get on the path of wisdom. Teach discernment. Teach devotion. Teach what we have here, direction. How to get direction in their lives. And so that leads us to wisdom's injections. Injections. Give a number of them to you. I won't get to all of them. So my children need wisdom, preacher. I need wisdom. I'm a young adult. I need wisdom. I'm a parent of young adults. I need wisdom. I have children that I'm continuing to work with. They're adult children. I need wisdom. So what are the injections of wisdom? Number one, prayer. Prayer. Simple question tonight. You will grow in wisdom if you grow in praying for wisdom. Because the Bible says, if any of us lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. All my children I pray every day for. One of the things I pray for them in is wisdom. Wisdom. I pray for myself in wisdom and discernment and understanding. Pray for wisdom. Don't have a lot of time to spend on these. Number two, wise friends. Wise friends. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. There's a promise there. You get yourself around wise people, you develop relationships with wise people, and you're going to be wise. I'm thankful God's put some very wise people in my life, and they have given me a lot of wisdom. Some of them I work with right here at Mount Zion Baptist Church. Some of them I sit in meetings with, and they have wisdom. And I like being around wise people. You want to get your children to be wise, then build relationships with wise people. Develop those relationships. That's how you're going to become wise. Number three, parental instruction. Parental instruction. I've taught thee in the way of wisdom. Children, those of you that are here tonight, I know you're in Christian homes. I know that dad and mom love the Bible. They're probably teaching you things about the Bible and how to live. You know what? You have such a graduated advantage, great advantage in your life, that you have parents instructing you at your ages in the way of the Bible, in the way of wisdom. Don't despise that. Don't think, Mom, she really doesn't know anything. Realize I get wisdom that way from mom and dad instructing me. I get wisdom when I weigh the brevity of life. I'll stop there tonight. When we weigh the brevity of life. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. I think it's good for every adult here tonight to consider what's left in your life. What if my days end before December 31st of this year? What am I going to do in the last days of my life? What am I going to do? I'm 50 years old. I just had this conversation with myself on my time away. If God gives me 70, I got 20 years left, just over 20 years. What is my life going to be marked for in the next 20 years? So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. When I think of the brevity of life, it sobers me up as to how I'm spending my life. What am I spending my life on that counts for eternity? Because you know what? This life is going. For all of us, it's going. When I weigh the brevity of life, and there are a number of other ones there I'll try to get to you next week. All right, let's bow forward to prayer tonight. Father, we thank you for the scriptures. Lord, we need wisdom. Every person here, no matter what stage of their life they're at, Lord, none of us can operate on our own understanding, our feelings, and get it right Lord, we need knowledge of your word. We need, Lord, the ability to make right judgments based upon the word and take the best possible course of action. Lord, we need understanding in life situations. Lord, to see the facts, see the Bible principles that affect these situations and how to navigate through them wisely. Lord, there are situations right now in this body that people are dealing with. And Lord, they're looking at what to do next. Some don't know what to do next. Lord, some have very limited understanding maybe in the situation that they're dealing with. And I pray tonight for our people. I pray that all of us would understand that, Lord, to call out for wisdom. And God, you give it. That means, Lord, that you give us the ability to work through the situations that are in our lives and to do it wisely according to the principles of your word. I pray tonight that you will build our church's confidence in the truth that the Lord giveth wisdom and out of his mouth cometh understanding. I pray that parents will teach discernment and direction. And Lord, that they will teach these things so that their children, Lord, will not fall short in these areas and that their children will be devoted, Lord, to what they're taught in the home regarding God and priorities and, Lord, how to make decisions. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen all of us in these matters. Lord, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, God. May you put it all in the front of all of our minds tonight, the value of getting your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, don't forget, Men Boys Camp Out tomorrow. If you have any last-minute questions, see Pastor Todd tonight on that. And then, Lord willing, we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday. You are dismissed. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org. Or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.